will come towards our side. He is at the 10. By one man, he's at the 15. The 20 cuts to his right. He's at the 30. And he's hauled down by the Blue Devils as he gets across the 30 up to the 32-yard line.
Yeah, their defensive back, number 27, Hunter McAllister, was able to just get him by the leg as Darius crossed the 30-yard line, and he'll take over. The Vikings take over at the 32-yard line.
That's a 27-yard return by Darius Perry.
Wes, that big offensive line brings them up to the line of scrimmage.
And the first thing we do is bring two receivers our side, Darius Howell and Greg Reed. Corey Franklin goes under center. Now we put Darius Perry in motion, give it to the fullback right up the middle.
Nope. Corey on the keeper.
And I thought Adrian Hargett had it. And Corey on the keeper, he'll get back. No, he'll actually lose about half a yard. We know that this Blue Devil defense is big. We know they're fast, and we know they're strong.
They are going to give him a yard, Wes.
So it'll be second and nine, the ball at the 33, right in the middle of the field. Just underway in the first quarter, no score. Franklin goes under center, the tight end to our side of the field. And gives the ball to Greg Reed. Cuts back inside. He's across the 35. They'll haul him down up to 38. And Bill, that's probably going to be, it's a pickup of probably about four.
Yeah, a little bit of a counter on that play. The defensive lineman, Larry Bryant, able to fill in that that hole and make the tackle. Puts it in a third down in a manageable situation.
Third and four. The Blue Devils open in a three-man front. Now four. Now a five-man front, 5-2, just what we expected. They walk a corner up on the line of scrimmage on their side of the field. Man in motion towards us. Corey keeps it, cuts inside, and he's going to be short of the first down by about a yard. He crosses the 40 up to about the 42, and that's going to be, he looks like he's going to be short by about a yard to be fourth down.
Corey kind of caught him off guard and then fell forward as he was going through. Looked like he almost was going to get it, but it's maybe 18 inches or so at the very most of being a first down.
And we'll have to punt.
Vikings set up the punt. Caden Martin set back in the punt formation. Back deep, number 13 for Tift County. That's Ricky Pierce.
Pierce standing just inside his 35-yard line. Hayden standing at our 25. There's a snap. A line check. And Pierce will field it at the 35.
They have an up man, number 21, Taft Jones. Kind of threw you off, and hopefully that you don't look for him.
That says Jared Davis.
I'm sorry, it is Taft is a freshman. They've got their freshman on this roster right here.
Jared Davis fields the ball, drops to his knees, and that's where they will take over on their 35.
I'm going to get the roster that works there, Wes. The roster they gave us that's in the program is including their freshmen.
Tiff sends three receivers far side, two near side, five receivers, one a four-man front, throws downfield, gets made at the 40, up to the 41-yard line. It's about a five-yard gain. Pass play from Nick Fosco to
number 10, Blake Massey. About a about a five-yard gain.
And again, now they bring three receivers near side, two receivers far side. Fosco in the shotgun by himself. Now we go to a four-man front. There's a snap. Fosco drops back. There comes the rush. Looking, throws across the middle. Overthrows the receiver at the 45-yard line.
Receive.
And that was number 12.
Worthella. Worthella had an open shot, was being trailed by number 50, Blake Summers. Fosco just overthrew him, led him a little bit too much.
And, what was third and four? It was second and four, so we'll remain third and four. 9:13 to go, first quarter, no score. We punted on our first possession, and this is their first possession. Fosco now sends two receivers near side, three receivers far side. We're in a four-man front. That big offensive line giving lots of protection, and the kick made.
No catch,
so they're taking a little fumble. Now, which is it?
Either way, they didn't get the first down.
Nope, they said a catch
and a fumble.
And a catch and a fumble. So he made the catch at the 40. He made the catch at the 44, which was short of the first down, and then fumbled it and fell back to the 41.
You hear that crowd get behind the defense on a great defensive stand. Greg Reed back deep to receive the punt.
Fosco to punt. High, high punt. Greg Reed takes it at the 30, and he drops it. And Tip Downey recovers at our 33-yard line.
Normally sure-handed, Greg Reed trying to catch the ball on the run, just kind of bounced off his shoulder pads and wasn't able to recover it. Normally those will bounce on him and he'll try, it'll be forward, but it kind of fell behind and he wasn't able to recover. So the Blue Devils take over in great field position.
The one thing we did not need to do tonight was turnovers, and we just turned it over. Prosto in the shotgun. Three receivers near side, two far side. One man in motion towards us now. Takes a direct snap, looks, throws out to one man straight. He's around, one man gets hit at the 30. He's down across the close to the 25. He'll be running out of bounds there. And he'll pick up 8 yards on that play.
Number 21, Jared Davis, their wide receiver. Good offensive call right there. Just got on that one-on-one screen out there on the right side. And then Jared, once he caught the ball, did the rest getting up the sideline. So second and what, two?
Second and two from our 25. 8:26 to go first quarter. No score. A five receiver set for the Blue Devils. Fosco and the shotgun. Takes the snap, drops straight back. And we come, look for the screen, throws out. Overthrows the receiver. The ball is in the air. Now, did he make the catch?
No.
It'll be a third and two.
Good heads up by Blake Summers. Once he saw the ball was tipped, went ahead and tackled the receiver, so he had no opportunity to make that catch on the tip.
You could tell it was a screen from here because they let all our receivers, they let our defensive linemen, our four-down linemen, just let them blow by. You could see the screen being set up, but Blake Summers very smartly kept up next to the intended receiver. That'll be third and two.
Tip County going in somewhat of a no-huddle.
Yep, still a five receiver set. Three to the near side, two to the far side. We've got four linemen. Now they drop a back in the backfield. That's Hess. Take the snap, give it to Hess across the left side. He's close to the first down, Bill.
That first mark is going to be very, very close.
And
they're going to measure this one, it looks like. They're getting an official timeout.
The ball sits halfway between the 22 and 23-yard line.
He's taking a look at it. Now, I wouldn't be surprised to see him bring the chains out. Yep. Defensive line did a great job just filling that gap right there to hold him. I mean, it's hard to stop a running back like Hess or any running back when all you need is that 1 yard. Chains come across. Hard to see exactly the officials right in front of the ball.
They stretch him out.
By the nose
and
of the football.
Yes, it is. By three-quarters of the length of the football, it is a first down, so it'll be first and 10, the Blue Devils, at our 22-and-a-half-yard line. 7:56 to go, first quarter, no score, but the Blue Devils are threatening.
All this coming off a muff punt now, Wes.
Prosco again bringing three receivers near side, two far side. We're still in a four-man front. He's in the shotgun, takes the snap, drops straight back, looking, goes out in a flash, the ball is dropped by number 12, Worth Ellis. It'll be second and 10.
So far, Wes, the offensive line for the Blue Devils have done a great job protecting Prosco. Now, we are only rushing four players.
And it's five against four. Two of their guys weigh over 300 pounds, and one of them, as you told me earlier in the week, is headed to North Carolina State.
Exactly. I already called the coaches there and made a verbal commitment that he'll be going to NC State. That is Zach Allen, number 77.
Now he's got three receivers near side, one far side. Keep Kareem Hess in the backfield with him. No, that's not. That's Ellis in the backfield, dropped straight back, looking, being chased.
There's a hole.
Being chased. Being chased, throws downfield, throws that ball away. But we've got a hold back about the 26-yard line.
Prosco has really good speed. He was being run down by number 64, Ridge Spivey, and number 99, T.J. Manning. He just had to get rid of that ball, Wes.
So, Coach, do we have third and 10, or we're going to back them up?
Back them up. We're going to give them second and 20.
So that's not, well, actually, it's going to be.
That's actually
about,
behind the line, right?
That's going to be second about 25.
They're marching that one off.
All the way back to the 36-yard line.
Yeah, Wes, even if they had not made the other, that they were in a makeable field goal situation. This really pushes them out. .727 in the first quarter and no score here, and the Blue Devils have had the ball the entire time on offense.
Single receiver near side, three far side. Hess stays in the backfield with Plasko. Plasko takes the snap, drops back. Double pass to Hess as he tries to go right up the middle, and he'll get back to the 30-yard line. Pick up 6 yards on the carry. So it will be third and 5, 10, 15, about, it'll be third and about 18 yards.
That's a little shovel pass. That's just like an extended handoff, and if they're a good running back like Kareem Hess, you want to get him in that open space. But that defensive line for the Vikings did a great job shutting that down.
Hess, the leading rusher in Region 1-5A. 6:54 to go, first quarter, no score. Three receivers again now, far side, two near side. Hess in the shotgun, we're in a four-man front. Puts a man in motion toward the Blue Devil side of the field. Four receivers on that side. Costco rolling that way, looking. He's going to cut the ball
run.
And we're going to run him out of bounds. And the flag comes in for a late hit. We had him out of bounds. Had him stopped.
I don't know, Wes. And I'm hearing from both sides, yes, it was a hit. He was running out of bounds. Was he out of bounds? It's on the far side from us. Can't tell. But, of course, the official's right there on the spot, and it looks like, from the looks of it, you're going to get that personal foul, late hit out of bounds.
Yep.
Boy, you hate that. On a third down and long, you had them stop and to make that hit out of bounds, but, and again, it's aggressive football. So now, inside the 15-yard line, the Blue Devils have first down and 10.
All the way down, Bill, to the, they're going to mark it down to the 14-yard line.
As Wes, I said earlier,
it's not automatic first down. Let's see.
Yep, you're right. So it's fourth down, they'll try a field goal.
It'll be fourth and three from there.
They're going to place the ball about the 22-yard line, so a 32-yard field goal attempt.
What would have been fourth and about 18, now comes fourth and three. And that's Jordan West on to attempt the extra point. A 32-yard field goal, the ball's up. And it's good. And with 6:27 to go first quarter, it's the Blue Devils 3, our Vikings nothing. Let's take a 30-second break. You're listening to Lounge High Football on News Talk 105.9 WGGA.
Not an indoor game. And if it were played inside your house, it would quickly destroy everything. Termites are all around your home. And as long as they're outside, it's fine. It's when they get inside your home, they destroy it. Astro Exterminating knows how to keep termites outside your home and protect your life's largest investment. Living in the most termite-infested part of the country, termites are out there. To keep them out there, call Astro Exterminating, keeping termites outside since 1969.
You're listening to the Crystal River Seafood Pregame Show on the Lounge High Vikings Radio Network. News Talk 105.9 WBGA.
Back at Martin Stadium, set to kick off. Back deep, Perry, Corey Franklin, and Greg Reed. As a kick, high end-over-end kick, Greg Reed takes it at the one. He's up to the 10, comes near the side to the 20.
He's got a
30. He's got over 40. Just one man, he's at the 50. He's at the 40. He's at the 30. Cuts back inside at the 20. Go 10. Go 5. Touchdown Vikings! Touchdown Vikings!
99 yards on the touchdown on the kickoff return. I see you, Greg Reed.
No flag! No flag!
Greg made a valiant effort to catch that ball so it wouldn't go into the end zone, and 99 yards later, touchdown Vikings. I see you, Greg Reed.
Vikings on to attempt the extra point. There's a swinging gate. Chip Osborne on to snap that ball back to Christian Griffin. There's a snap, ball's down, kick it, and with 6:11 to go here in the first quarter. It's our Vikings 7, the Blue Devils 3. We'll take a 30-second break. You're listening to Lounge High Football on News Talk 105.9 WGGA.
Imagine if the opposing team had 1,000 players instead of just a normal 11. We'd be outnumbered, and we'd be calling for help. Well, roaches and other crawling pests have us vastly outnumbered. For every crawling invader you see in your home, there could be hundreds you can't see just a few feet away. Being so outnumbered, you need to call for help. Astro Exterminating has been leveling the playing field since 1969. So when you feel outnumbered, call for help. Call Astro Exterminating.
Now back to the field for Loud High Vikings football on News Talk 105.9 WVTA.
Vikings set to kick off. Back to receive. I can't see the number, Bill.
Number 25.
That would be Jermaine Watt, the deep man. Mark Willis' kick, end over end kick.
That was
hit
out
and goes out of bounds. Back it up 5 yards or take it at the 35. And what will Coach Jay Walls from Tiff decide to do?
Well, he looks like he's bringing his offense on the field, so. Not a bad starting position. I mean, you'd like to get him back inside the 20, but it is a workable situation. You can play it from the 35.
And you drop, you muff a punt, which leads to 3 points, and I guess that's what you call a helmet. Return it 99 yards. Foster again in the shotgun. Brings three receivers near side, two far side. Takes the snap, drops back, looking. Throws out in the flat. Catch made by Hess. He's across the 40, the 45, and he's got a first down out to our 47-yard line.
Wes, you saw Kareem Hess's speed on that little flare pass right there. He was able to get a little bit of space, and then when number 42, that was Chris Jensen trying to make a close on him, and he just couldn't get there fast enough.
Hess came underneath, dropped that little underneath route. That's a 17-yard pass play from Fosco to Hess. They're going without a huddle. We're still in a four-man front. Ball on the far hash mark. And the Blue Devils going from left to right. Again, they're in a five receiver set, three far side, two near side. Fosco takes the snap.
There's a false start.
Drops back, and there comes
the left guard lifted his head just before the snap.
So make that first and 15 with 5:41 to go in the first quarter. I know Vikings leading 7-3.
Over here to the left of us, Coach Dice made the comment on our time of possession on that kickoff with 16 seconds. If you can, in track shorts, run 100 yards in 16 seconds, you're moving pretty quick. And to do it on a football field when you got 11 other guys chasing you, fast.
Hess brings three receivers near side, 10 sends two far side to this side of the field. First and 15, brings Hess back in the backfield with him. Takes a snap, get it to Hess up the middle, and he'll pick up 5 yards.
About four. They're going to give him the five, it looks like.
Give him those 5 yards back in his second and 10. Boy, this first quarter has just drugged by.
5 minutes and just right at 5 minutes now left in the first quarter.
Again, he brings three receivers, sends his three receivers to the far side, brings two near side. Takes the snap, drops back, looks, throws out in the flat. Catch made at the 50 by that number 21, and there's flags, and we're probably going to have an inadvertent face mask.
Well, the way they threw it, it looked like it. Golly.
That.
Right here in front of us, and it's in front of the players.
Personal foul face mask.
Wow.
So that catch was made at the 50 by Worth Ellis, and that'll take it down to our 35.
Well, they're going to mark him about the 40 on the 49, so about the 34-yard line maybe. Well, I mean, you hear a lot of booing, Wes, but with two officials throw the flag, somebody saw something.
And you don't see the coaches arguing either.
No, and it was right down in front of the coaches.
First and 10 from our 34-yard line. Ball now on the near hash mark at 4:35 to go first quarter. Three receivers far side, two near side for Fosco. Now brings Hess back in the backfield with him, brings him to his right side. Gives the ball to Hess over the right side. Bust through 2, 3, 4 Vikings. and bowls his way for about 8 yards down to about the 26-yard line.
We saw Kareem Hess last year, and just a great running back, but he just gets the hole and puts his head down like a good fullback would and just plows through there. So second and short.
Your second and two from our 26-yard line. Inside 4 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Our Vikings lead at 7-3 on a 99-yard kickoff return.
Wes, we've gone to five down linemen, it looks like now.
Three receivers.
Now we pull back.
No, we got four. They're still in that five receiver set. Prosco looks, throws out in the flat, catch made, hit, and spins away from the receiver, still on his feet. That's number five, Gerard Bateman, and they've got a first down to our 20-yard line.
So far tonight, the Blue Devils have had a good offensive scheme against this defense.
Pasco in the shotgun. Two receivers come to our side of the field. He's got three jammed up on the short side. Now brings one into the backfield with him. That's 25, Jermaine Watts. Gives the ball to Watts around the left side. Hits one man, two, three, just bounces off our Vikings and fights his way down to the 15-yard line for a five-yard gain. Be second and five from there.
Finally hit by number 50, Blake Summers, and Blake just drove him into the ground.
Still need to say hello quickly to a couple of folks, to Neil O'Neill, who is listening tonight, and to Chaz Allison, who will be managing the new Anytime Fitness when it opens up over here on St. Augustine. Just moved down here from Atlanta. Hello, Chaz. Pasco in the shotgun. Three receivers. Far side now. Again brings Watts in the backfield with him. Keeps the ball. Looking. Throws downfield. Got a man open. Hit at the goal line.
No, at the
and
three.
At the three and knocked back. That's number seven, Malcolm Dixon. And the Blue Devils will have first and goal at the three.
First and goal at the 3-yard line. They've been able to hit these little dink and dunk spots in between the zones.
Bill, you've got a fan you need to say hello to real quick.
Well, I see you, Joey Dandy.
That's your Joey Grundy.
Grundy, sorry. Joey Grundy, I see you.
They are in the triple I formation. Takes a snap, and they give it to Hess, and he's hit at the three, and that's as far as he'll get. Desmond Miller in on the tackle.
This particular offensive set will be interesting to see, Wes. The one thing the Vikings have really done well this year is defended just the straight run. When you don't give them anything else but the run, we've been very successful. If Tiff County is going to get in the end zone, I believe they're going to have to fake the run and probably go to some kind of pass.
A minute, 30 seconds left here in the first quarter. Vikings lead it 7-3, but the Devils are threatening again. They're in that triple I formation. Takes a snap.
Yep,
looking to throw. Taking it, throws that in the flat. Catch is made, and the ball is dropped. No, it's not.
No catch.
He drops it. No catch. It'll be third and three.
Well, I said the one thing I thought they'd have to do was fake that run, but we did a great job on that second down and goal from the three to be able to go out with that receiver.
Number 11, Kelvin Lloyd, made the catch, but he dropped it after he was hit and was going down, and they ruled it a no catch.
Hear the crowd getting up now to get in behind these Vikings. Trying to stop the Blue Devils.
Again, they go to that power I formation with Hess as the third back. Pasco under center, takes a snap, gives it to Hess, looking, trying to find a hole, and he's got it. Touchdown, Blue Devils.
Really had to get on the toss pitch, get Hess outside where they could hold, where they could find that hole open up. Wes, we said, I think Tuesday night, this was going to be a dogfight. And so far, that's what we've seen.
On to attempt the extra point. Sets the ball down, kicks up. And it's good. And with a minute 10 to go here in the first quarter, it's our It's the Blue Devils 10, our Vikings 7. We'll take a 30-second break. You're listening to Lounge High Football on News Talk 105.9 WBGA.
How do you like your steak? Juicy, USDA choice, freshly cut every day? Well, my friend, my answer to you is Austin's Cattle Company. They've got you covered from their famous prime rib to the New York strip all the way to the Delmonico and so much more. Fresh seafood, ribs, chicken, and a laundry list of delicious appetizers to choose from, like potato skins, French onion soup, and chicken fingers. Austin's, man, I'm getting hungry just thinking about it. Isn't it time for a real steak? Austin's Cattle Company, located just off I-75, exit 16. Austin's is an addiction you never have to quit.
Now back to more Vikings football action.
On News Talk 105.9 WBGA.
The stadium West James along with Wild Bill Osborne, unless they took the Greg Reed again. He's right in the middle. A minute 10 to go here in the first quarter, and we trail it 10-7. Nice high kick. Terry will take it at the 10. Comes near side looking for a hole. He's across the 20, bounces inside, and they're hauling down out about the 27-yard line. Well, our Vikings will take over.
Darius caught it there on the left side of the field. Came back across the middle trying to find that hole to open up. When he saw a small one, he was able to get through it. But the Devils closed down on it quickly, and the Vikings take over first and 10.
Vikings going from right to left on your radio dial. Corey Franklin. We're in that wing two. Devils in a five-man front. They walk a cornerback up on the far side. We give it to Derek Perry around the right side, and he gets hit at the line of scrimmage and fights his way through it for 1 or 2 yards. We're inside a minute now.
Just tripped right there by Hunter McAllister as he came around the left side of the line.
Bill had Derek Perry needed 43 yards to tie the record.
We'll see how that goes.
We'll be second and 8. The ball out at the 27-yard line. That big Mayflower, that old Mayflower movie company. As they come to the line of scrimmage.
It's hard to block six guys though, Wes.
And that's what they're showing, a six-man front, three linebackers. Counter play. And we've got nowhere to go.
First man,
nobody calls it.
I saw his head jerk backwards and no flag.
And Greg Reed will actually, he'll get back to the line of scrimmage. It'll be 3rd and 8.
And I'm not just saying, oh gosh, I watched the entire ball game through a pair of binoculars. And I was watching Greg right there and I could see the hand go across the face and his head snap backwards.
And that's the end of the first quarter. The Blue Devils 10, our Vikings 7. Let's take the 60-second break. We listen to the Lounge High Football on News Talk 105.9 WGA.
I want a steak, and I don't mean a little piece of meat with the May 1 on it. I mean a real steak.
Well, there's only one place for the real thing. It's Austin's Cattle Company. Fresh cut steaks every single day.
Sounds good, but I'm hungry now. How long will we have to wait?
Well, because they're the top place in town for quality USDA choice steaks, they do have their fair share of traffic. But now with 3 separate dining facilities,
that's pretty big.
And the portions they serve are more than enough to get you addicted. I mean, full.
Austin's Cattle Company, located just off I-75, exit 16.
Austin's, it's an addiction.
You never know what's going to happen.
You just don't know when.
You have a tough job or special project to do, but don't have the right tool. General Rental Center is ready to come to your rescue. From hand tools to power tools to heavy equipment, Alan Strickland and the staff at General Rental Center can provide everything you need to get that job done faster and easier. For homeowner, contractor, or business needs, call or come by General Rental Center, 2717 Bemis Road. For the right tool every time.
The Vikings play here. News Talk 105.9 WBGA.
Hey, Nate, here comes Carl Franklin around the right side. Mitch goes downfield, got a man open. Greg Reed makes the catch. He's at the 30, the 45, still on his feet. Up, fights his way up to about the 49-yard line. And Carl Franklin took the snap, rolled right. Looked like he was going around the right side, pulled up. Found an open Greg Reed at the 30-yard line, and Greg Reed scampered up to the 49 for a first down.
I don't know how close he was to that line of scrimmage, but Kari Franklin was very close to being over the line of scrimmage throwing that ball.
First and 10 Vikings at the 49, just underway second quarter. Man in motion, that's Derek Perry towards us, and there comes some flags.
We got a false start. Jordan Black dropped his hand right before the snap.
That'll back it up.
Yeah, Jordan just, he was in a two-point stance, went down to a three-point stance right as the ball was snapped. So we got to go an extra five.
Now,
first and 15.
We send Darius Howell far side, wing T. Tight end to our side. Corey Franklin gives the ball to Derek Perry looking for a hole. He's hit behind the line of scrimmage, and there comes flags in, and I don't know what we're going to have.
From where it is, it looks like maybe a face. Yeah, you see the Tip County players kind of jump backwards, so maybe a face mask.
Just a five-yarder.
Crowd not happy with that. That gets the five back with.
Well, actually go to the spot, and it'll be first and 12.
Okay.
Actually, it's a long throw, almost 13, first and 13. We send C.J. Moore to the far side of the field. Vikings now going from left to right on your radio dial. Franklin looking, no place to go. Touch the ball. Keeps it, comes back inside. He gets back to the 50. He'll pick up 3.5 yards, so it's going to be second and about 9.5.
Corey was looking downfield for somebody up the middle. I don't know if that was C.J. Moore he was looking for or saw him covered. Pulled the ball down and was able to pick up 4 or 5 yards.
10:35 to go here first half. We trail it 10-7. Now, we send Darius Howell far side. The ball on the near hash mark. They're in a six-man front. Greg Reed in motion, and we get to Derek Perry up the middle.
Adrian Hargett
fights first into Blue Devil territory across the 45, down to about the 41-yard line. He's going to be close for a first down.
Yeah, just that one pass left, another pass attempt, loosened that Blue Devil defense up just enough that Adrian Hargett able to get it right up the middle.
Third and about half a yard. C.J. Moore, third and a half a yard. C.J. Moore checks in. That temperature is dropping. It's getting kind of cool out here, Bill Osborne.
Good.
9:45 to go first half. Moore goes to the Blue Devil side of the field. Corey Franklin goes under center, the tight end to our side. Devils in the six-man front. Take the snap, and we give it to Barry Perry over the right side. Cuts back inside. Devils is at the 30, still on the feet. Cuts out by side of one man. He's up on the team. Goes to three. The five. He's into the end zone. Touchdown, Vikings.
I see you, GP. Did he get it? How many yards? We're close.
That's a 41-yard TD run.
Yeah!
And Darius Perry.
43 yards. That's it.
Lynn Williams' all-time rushing record.
Lynn Williams' record just went down. Great run by Darius Perry.
Montrose on to attempt the extra point. There's a snap. Ball's down. Kicked up. And it's good. And with 9:23 to go here in the first half, our Vikings have regained the lead 14-10. We'll take a 30-second break. You're listening to Lounge High Football on News Talk 105.9 WBGA.
The most important customer at General Rental Center is you. It's true. Homeowner or contractor, you're equally important to them. If you come in once a year or once a week, they're going to take the time to make sure that you have the right tool, and they can provide complete instructions on how to use it correctly for easier, faster job completion. It's all part of the everyday service of Alan Strickland and the staff at General Rental Center, 2717 Bemis Road, for the right tool every time.
You're listening to the Lounge High Vikings Radio Network.
On News Talk 105.9
WBGA.
Mark Willis sets the kick off. Back eight, number 25, Jermaine Watts. He is the deep man. Willis sits. There's a ball high end over end kick.
Good kick.
Watts takes it at the one, comes to our side. He's at the 10, the 15, the 20, looks for a hole. He hit him. He spins still on his feet at the 30. Somebody knocked him down, and we finally do about the 33-yard line.
We're looking like we had a hole down here towards this end of the end zone, but, again, no flag.
A 32-yard return by the Blue Devils.
And the Blue Devils now go back on that potent offense.
They take over at their 33-and-a-half.
Vikings now got a little bit of fire in them after your offense. When your offense scores, your defense, it pumps them up too. They're going to be ready.
Prosper brings three receivers near side, one far, three far side. He's going to, I guess we'll see that five receiver set all night. He's in the shotgun. Ball on the near side. We're in a four-man front. Now he sends four receivers far side. Takes a snap. Looks with a screen out to that side. Catch is made at the 30. He's across the 35. And we'll haul him down about the 38-yard line. They say now at the 32, so it'll be about a four-yard gain. Should be second and about six from there. .845 to go here in the first half. Vikings lead it 14-10. Three receivers our side. Watts drops in the backfield of Prosco. We lost another man up on the line of scrimmage, and I think they jump.
Yeah, false start.
We had four men lined up. Desmond Miller dropped off in pass coverage and then came back up to the line of scrimmage. And when he did, their offensive tackle moved, and they'll back the ball up 5 yards. So now instead of second and six, it'll be
third and
no, it'll be second and 11.
Sorry, second.
Foster again brings three receivers to our side. One receiver far side. Now he puts a little slot out there. Now brings a man in motion back in the backfield with him. Takes the snap, drops back, looking. Looking, throws downfield. And there was it awfully close to a pass interference on T-Money.
Yeah, T-Money brought that arm around, but where was the left arm? Might have been on his back.
So Lars Williams just reached around with the right hand and knocked that ball away, but that left hand could have been all over his back. And we know in high school football, they like to call that.
Yeah, that whenever you get somebody that close in a game like this, you're probably going to get the call, but...
Third and 11. Now we go to a three-man front. First time tonight we've seen it. Our nickel package is in, Bill. Prosco drops back. Three-man rush. Looking. Throws down. Bill. Ball up in here. Catch made by number 21. Down out at the 46-yard line, and that's good enough for a first down for the Blue Devils.
What happened? Michael Mitchell, who had coverage there in the corner, went to break, and he slipped down. And when he did, the receiver was just wide open. Michael doesn't slip. Maybe it's a different ball. Maybe it's a different play.
First and 10, Blue Devils. We had them stopped on the third and 11. Now we've got to do it all over again. Keep that rocking gear going, Miss Eloise. Three receivers far side, two near side. We go back to a four-man front. Now they bring Hess back in the backfield with Prosco. Now we walk a man up on the line of scrimmage and shift our defenders to the strong side. Prosco rolls outside, pitches out to Hess. We've got him in the backfield, and he runs out of bounds behind the line of scrimmage. He had no place to go, tried to cut it up, and we just strung it out. Whenever he brought Hess in the backfield, we brought another man up on the line of scrimmage. Then we shifted to the wide side of the field and just strung that play out and chased Hess out of bounds as he tried to cut up field. And he actually lost, Bill, 3 yards. It's going to be second and 13 back on there on 44-yard line.
Great pursuit by the defense.
He goes back to that five receiver set. We go back to a four-man front. Drops straight back. Now he's looking. Looking. He's being chased. Starts to run. Goes downfield. Catch made by number 10. At our 45, he steps out of bounds at our 42, and that's enough for a first down.
Yes,
that's about
is.
A 14-yard pass play.
Prosco just had so much time to find that receiver downfield. It helps that he can move that pocket, and that's what he did. He rolled out to the left, bought a little extra time, and found his receiver inside that little buffer area of the zone.
First down tipped at the 41-and-a-half-yard line of our Vikings. 7:49 to go first half, and we lead it 14-10. Again, that five receiver set. Two of the receivers come to our side of the field. Ball on the near hash mark. Now he brings Hess back in the backfield. Prosco takes the snap. Gives it to Hess up the middle. Got a hole. Gets away from one man. We had him back behind the 40 at the line of scrimmage. He just caught through a tackle and finds his way all the way down to about the 37-yard line.
Well, Hess is a good running back, and he's not going to get knocked down by that first defender unless you can square up on him and really put a hit on him.
It'll be second and five from there. We go back to a four-man front. Three receivers come to the short side of the field. Now takes Hess back in the backfield with him, so he's got twins right and left. Takes it to Hess, drops back, looking, being close, scrambles, throws downfield, got a man open, and now he throws it out of bounds.
Tavarius Williams is having to do a lot of coverage, like a strong safety would maybe, into pass coverage. Not able to stay in tight, and they got receivers trying to get open against him. That's your running back on a linebacker. That's the kind of the matchup that your offense wants.
That's third and five now, the ball at our 36-and-a-half-yard line. Hess keeps four fellas in the backfield with him, brings one man near side, sends trips to the far side. We're in a four-man front. Takes the snap, drops back, looking, being chased, looking. He's got a hand on him, there's a face, throws it away.
Nobody there.
Here comes the flag. There comes the flag.
That will be intentional grounding. Nobody on that side of the field.
Yep. Intentional grounding on the quarterback, and that, Bill, was a loss of down.
So it'll be fourth down from the spot?
Yep.
Or is there a mark off after the spot?
All the way back
to the other side of the field.
Bill, to their 43-and-a-half-yard line.
It'll be fourth in a long taxi ride, so we'll probably see the punter out here.
He had his hand all up in T.J. Manning's face mask. As my buddy Tom Morton would say, it's fourth and a long taxi drive. Prosco back to punt, and Greg Reed standing back about our 24-yard line. We've got 6 men on the line of scrimmage. Kick the drive lead over Greg Reed's head. It hits at the 20. Takes a lounge bounce. Hits at the 20, bounces down to about the 17 and back to the 19. And that's where we down it, and we'll take over.
Here, a big hand for the defense on that stop. Just a great effort by the defense on that series.
6:40 to go here in the first half. Vikings lead it 14-10. There comes Ethan Barwick, Levi Vitas.
T. Bow.
Brady Brantley, Ed Christian, Wayne Grant, the Mayflower Moving Company, and the Tebow offense. We sent two receivers.
All right, they're heavy on the left, Wes. Watch it.
They tip goes to a five-man front. Give it to Greg Reed, looking for a hole, cuts inside, spins, and they'll knock him down up about the 24-and-a-half-yard line.
They overstacked the left side of the line, the offense did, and that's exactly where Greg Reed went.
And that'll give us a five-yard carry. It'll be second and five from there. Under 6.5 minutes to go here in the first half.
Tyler Hunter checking in at the receiver position.
Tyler Hunter comes near side along with Gerald Dent.
Blake Summers at wingback to block.
Six-man flat. Greg Reed looks, drops back, looking to throw. Throws deep downfield. Tyler Hunter. Oh, just off the fingertips at our... at the tip, 39-yard line.
Great throw by Greg Reed. Just threw it right to a post, right there, just a placement right there at the middle of the field, and let Tyler Hunter try and run to it, and as you said, just off his fingertips.
But that was good coverage back there by a tip defender. We'll be third and five from our 24, right outside the 25-yard line.
Dylan the Tebow.
And C.J. Moore come to our side. There's a snap, lift, cuts inside, hits him, and no, we will not get the first down. He'll get up to about the 28. And we're going to have to punt the ball.
Well, after last week, you know that Tipp County was preparing for that Tebow formation.
It'll be fourth and about 1.5. And you've got number 13. That's Ricky Pierce back deep to receive. Hayden Martin takes the snap. Nice high, high kick. Hit at the 45 and roll dead at the 43-yard line, and that's where Tiff will take over.
One of Hayden's better punts as far as height, getting it up and getting some hang time. Didn't get quite as much distance as he normally has been getting.
5:12 to go first half. Vikings lead it 14-10. Ball on the far side of the field, the far hash mark. We'll see what Plasko does this time. He sends three Blue Devil receivers to our side of the field. He sends two to the short side. Vikings and a four-man front. Plasko in that shotgun. Now bring Tess in the backfield with him. Puts him on his right side. Now we walk a man up on the line of scrimmage. For a five-man front, drops straight back looking. There comes a rush. Throws deep downfield. Got a man in and out of the hands of number 12 at the 40.
Plasko has shown some good quarterback play tonight so far. He just put that ball right on him.
Boy, the Tiff Blue Devil coaches wanted pass interference.
Good defensive play, as you heard PA announcer say, but Plasko did a great job just putting the ball right there on the receiver's hand.
Second and 10 for the Blue Devil. Three receivers come our side this time. One man in the backfield with Plasko, and he gives it to Hess right up the middle. Oh, and he runs into a Peterbilt. That's all I can tell you. He runs into a Peterbilt.
Along with number 50, Blake Summers. So third now and about eight, a long eight.
A ball out to the right, it's just outside their 45, inside their 45-yard line. It'll be third and eight from there with 4:35 to go, and the Vikings leading 14-10. Three receivers near side, one far side. Plasko keeps the back in the backfield with him. We're in a four-man front. Takes the snap, drops back looking. There comes the rush. Throws out, catches in and out. Catches made by number 12, Worth Ellis. But there is a flag back at the 38-yard line. Well, he drops it back at the 40-yard line.
It's usually a holding there by the referee.
Let's see what we've got. And we do. Holding by the referee at the 40. So
ought to decline that possibly and take fourth down. What do you
think? I don't know. You can take fourth down there at the 47, or you can go back there and mark off 10 yards. I would have taken it because you go back to the 40 and mark it back to the 30, and it would have been 15, 20. It would have been third and 20.
Write that down. We'll ask Coach McPherson on Tuesday night, and we'll tell him what you would have done.
Third and 23. So you got a little bit better field position.
You're exactly right. No, I see both sides of it.
Plasko back to punt. Greg Reed back to receive, standing about just inside our 25-yard line. Plasko standing at his 30. We're in a six-man front. There's a snap. Just barely gets it away. Greg Reed signals fair catch, and he makes a fair catch at our 18-yard line.
Good, smart heads-up play by Greg Reed. You don't catch that ball, and it can roll all the way down inside the 10.
3:59 to go here in the first half. Vikings lead it 14-10.
And the Vikings take over again on offense.
Going from left to right on your radio dial.
You hear the crowd. They are really behind this defense tonight, Wes.
Bill, since we get a break, I've got a story to tell you about Rex and Lucy Brown.
Okay.
Bubba Brown's parents. You won't believe this.
All right.
We go back to the Tebow, and Tiff goes to a six-man front. Gregory takes it, comes our side, cuts outside. Got a brief hole. Nope, they said he went down at the 20-yard line after a 2-yard gain.
Wow, I heard the whistle go, and Greg was still up. I don't know if that was an early whistle or if they did see his knee go down.
Mr. and Ms. Brown's computer's been broken.
Yep,
can't pull it up on the internet. So they call their daughter, who lives 70 miles away in Gastonia. She takes her cell phone, places it in front of the speakers at the computer, and they listen. They turn the volume up on their cell phone, and they listen to the broadcast that way. That's diehard Vikings fans up in North Carolina.
There you go.
We go back to the T-Bow, 10-2 receivers far side. Tipped in a five-man front. Reed looking for a hole. Cuts inside. Oh, yes! And he'll get across the 20 up to the spot, the 22. He'll pick up 2 yards, and it's going to be third and... Oh, looks like it's going to be about 3rd and 7 from there, and the Tebow's just not working against Tiff.
Well, Tiff is a great defense, and you're right. After last week, they prepared all week long for it. They were not going to let that particular formation try and beat them. Go back to a traditional offense now with Kari Franklin at quarterback.
We send Darius Howell far side. Franklin goes under center. Tiff, 6-man front, 2 linebackers. Drops back, looking to throw. Great pass protection. No place to go, and we run him out of bounds and no flag. He gets hit out of bounds, and nobody throws a flag. And that's what Coach McPherson's asking. Where's the flag?
Yeah, you see Coach kind of shake his head like, look, we got to protect our little guy. Official timeout. Do we have somebody down? It's a TIFF player.
2.5 minutes to go here in the first half.
Yeah, TIFF player is down on our sidelines. I saw Philip Tiplo go down onto a knee. Thought it might have been a Viking, but Tiplo does a great job. It doesn't matter what team it is, what person, if they're on our sidelines, he does a great job. That's Josh Abbott, number 44.
And he's running off the field, so be 4th and 5, and we're going to have to punt with 2.5 minutes to go here in the first half. Number 13, that's Ricky Pierce, out back deep to receive the punt. Hayden Martin standing about our 10. Chip Osborne to snap. There it is. Martin's punt.
Good punt.
Hits at the 40, the 30, rolls down to the 25,
and
the
roll rolling.
Rolls out of bounds.
At the 20.
At the 21-yard line. Great punt by Hayden Martin.
We needed that one, Wes, to get to change field possession. Change the field. Change the side of the field. Give the Viking defense a little bit of room to work from.
2:21 to go here, first half. Our Vikings lead it 14-10. Tip takes over 1st and 10. From their 21-yard line. Fosco, 3 receivers, far side, 2 near side. He's been in his 5-receiver set most all night long. We're in a 4-man front. Prosco sends a man in motion. Now there's 4 receivers far side. Takes a snap. Throws a little screen out.
That's
there.
That's a backward pass.
And we've got him behind the line of scrimmage. And they'll lose yardage back to inside the fifth, down to the 15. He'll lose 6 yards on that play.
A backward pass, Wes. I don't know if they were trying to set up a little bit of trickeration, but... Our defense did a great job to be right on top of number 21 as soon as he caught the ball.
That's Pickett and 16 back at the 15-yard line.
1:54 left in the half now.
Both teams still have 3 timeouts. Roscoe's got 3 receivers to the short side of the field. He brings 2 to our side. Ball is on the far hash mark. Takes a snap, drops straight back. Here comes the rush. It goes out in the flat. Catch is made by number 21. That's Jared Davis, and the catch is made out at the 27.
That ball was in the air a long time.
And that'll be a pass play of about 10, 12 yards. It'll be 3rd and 4.
Tiff is just letting the clock run, looking to the sideline for their play. They come to the line of scrimmage now.
We're at 1:05. Now they got 3 receivers far side. We're still in a 4-man front. Fosco takes the snap, drops back, looks, throws out. And was the catch made or not?
Yes, they're going to give it to him.
And that's number 7. That's Malcolm Dixon that made the catch. And that's enough for a first down at the 35-yard line.
52 seconds now. Of course, the clock stops on the first down, but I think he was out of bounds as well. So this ball may not go until, we'll see what the referee does. Yep, the clock won't start until the snap of the ball now.
Pascio switches his receivers. He brings three to our side of the field, sends two far side. Takes a snap, drops back, looking, throws way downfield, got a streaking receiver down there, intercepted by Greg Green at the 40. He's to the 50. He's to the 40. We got a block. He gets the 30. The 20 cuts back inside, looking for a place to run, and he's tackled from behind inside the 15-yard line.
We need to score here, Wes. Wes was over here counting up the yardage.
55, 56 yards. Return that interception, 56 yards, down to the Blue Devil 14-yard line. Corey Franklin brings those Vikings out. We're in a plowboy formation. Strong right side. Takes a snap. Gives it to Derrick Perry. Cuts back inside. Runs over one man, two. Right up the middle. He fights his way down close to the 5-yard line.
And Bill. Call timeout. There you see. Call.
Timeout. Adrian Hargett calls timeout with 25 seconds to go.
Got a timeout for the Vikings.
Vikings lead it 14-10. We'll just keep it right here, Bill.
Yeah, somebody was coming along. We got, of course, the freshman football team, their season's over with. So a lot of kids, we're going to start seeing maybe some numbers that we haven't seen this year. We'll start to see some freshmen that have done a lot in their season that you'll begin to see in situations similar to what we saw with Greg Reed and Gerald Demps back in their freshman year. I remember us scrambling for numbers, trying to figure out who was Greg Reed and who was Gerald Demp. We're going to have a few probably over the next couple of weeks that we'll see. We were just getting some information on one of them there that we may see on defense.
Because he's not on my roster.
Nope, he's not. We'll have to get Beth to get us an updated roster with freshmen.
Second and a long two, short three. Down about the 7-yard line. T-Money in the backfield, along with Greg Reed. Corey Franklin goes under center. Two tight ends for our Vikings. Derrick Perry in motion. We give it to...
No. Corey on the keeper.
And where's he at?
Call timeout about the two.
And we call timeout. I thought T-Money had it. We call timeout, and we're going to have first and goal from the 2-yard line.
No, I saw him pull it out of T-Money, and I saw him go. Just got... Corey is so fast, he kind of gets ahead of himself. They had not called the timeout. They started
I thought somebody had,
again.
So it's down to 15 seconds. We have one timeout left.
Well, this is a situation where we have not had to use a timeout in the first half here. So we had all three of them in a situation like this. A great interception by Greg Reed. Gets it down in scoring situation. We're able to get a running play, call a timeout. Another running play, call a timeout. We still have one more at our disposal.
It sure would be nice to
put six on the board.
It sure would be, because Tip's going to get the ball to start the second half. On that throw by Bosco, if you notice, the wind is blowing from left to right. He threw into that wind, and he just kind of held that ball up and allowed Greg Reed to come back and make that interception.
Well, it's difficult to throw that long, long pass anyway.
Unless your name is Brett Favre and it's on a Monday night.
There we go. Crowd standing now, getting behind this Viking offense.
T-Money along with Derrick Perry in the backfield. Corey Franklin goes under center. Takes the snap. Gives it to T-Money. He jumps. Falls. Touchdown Vikings.
I'll see you, T-Money. This is the kind of momentum you need to take into the locker room at halftime.
Chip Osborne on to snap that ball. Christian. Mark Willis to attempt the extra point, and Christian Glisson to hold it. And Kristen slides over. Takes the snap, kicks up, and it's good. And with 10 seconds to go here in the first half, it's our Vikings 21, Cook County 10. We'll take a 30-second break. You're listening to Lounge High Football on News Talk 105.9 WGGA.
Football is not an indoor game, and if it were played inside your house, it would quickly destroy everything. Termites are all around your home, and as long as they're outside, it's fine. It's when they get inside your home they destroy it. Astro Exterminating knows how to keep termites outside your home and protect your life's largest investment. Living in the most termite-infested part of the country, termites are out there. To keep them out there, call Astro Exterminating. Keeping termites outside since 1969.
Well, there are more than 1,000.
Your home for Lounge High Viking football.
News Talk
105.9 WCGA. Back deep to receive the kickoff, number 25, Jermaine Watt for the Blue Devils. High kick by Mark Willis, and Watt takes it at the 6. He's at the 10, the 15, the 20, goes near side, and we knock him down as he crosses the 25, about the 27, 28-yard line. 4 seconds to go.
That kick that Mark had there, he's been trying to put, you know, we talked about that Coffin corner. It's kind of sliding out into the middle of the field now.
Blue Devils will get to run one play.
Will they try something, or will they take a knee and go into the halftime? I don't know that Tiff County knows how to take a knee. They're in the shotgun already.
Fosco in the shotgun, takes the snap, gives it to
Hess.
Yep, that's Hess. He goes to go to the left side, up to about the 35, and that's as far as he'll get. And that's the end of the first half. Our Vikings lead it 21-10. We'll take a 2-minute break. You're listening to the Lounge High Football Broadcast on News Talk 105.9 WGGA.
Well, there are more than 1,000 famous sayings on display in this Benjamin Franklin Hall of Quotes.
I wonder how he found the time to make them all.
Like I keep telling you, Mr. Sparkle, Ben was a plumber, a punctual plumber. When a Patriot's pipes burst, Ben would be there post-haste after...
So you're saying that Benjamin Franklin had plenty of time on his hands after mucking about with plumbing to dabble with his quill?
Precisely. He also had time to invent the wood stove, the lightning rod, bifocal, swim fin, and the toilet.
Benjamin Franklin didn't invent the toilet.
Just texting him, Mr. Fargo.
Benjamin Franklin Plumbing is offering $25 off your next service call. Call to schedule your service today. Benjamin Franklin, the punctual plumber, with the guarantee, if there's any delay, it's you we pay. Log on to BenFranklinPlumbing.com or call toll-free 866-867-5309.
Valdosta is known as Wintersville for a reason, and the Lounge High Vikings season two back-to-back. TV Signs and Graphics is proud to sponsor the Lounge Vikings on their quest for another state championship in 2007. TV Signs and Graphics is Valdosta's banner headquarters. Show your team spirit with full-color banners, magnetic signs, or custom team license plates. TD Signs is a full-color digital print shop with the capability to print full-color banners up to 62 inches wide. TD Signs also specializes in real estate yard signs and indoor signage and posters. Anything that you can imagine, TD Signs will make it come to life in striking bold color. Stop by TD Signs and Graphics on Baytree Road in the Sugar Creek Plaza or call 333-5000. That's 333-5000. Join our winning team at TD Signs and Graphics and go Vikings.
You're listening to the Lounge High Vikings Radio Network.
On News Talk 105.9
WBGA.
And we're back at Martin Stadium. It's halftime where our Vikings lead the Tipp County Blue Devils 21-10. Started out a little bit shaky in that first quarter. We had one possession.